This is Ozarks at Large. It's Thursday, so it must be time for Michael Tilley from thecitywire.com. How are you, sir?
I am well this morning.
You've had a bit of everything to cover on the City Wire this week as well.
Correct. It's ranges from slackwater harbors to sex.
He's not lying, folks. Okay, well, let's start with those at the top. The slackwater harbor, this deals with the Arkansas River, of course.
It's something that's they've been working on for quite some time. When I say they, regional officials, and especially with this Regional Intermodal Transportation Authority. And this has impact on Northwest Arkansas as well in terms of transferring commodities, sand, gravel, and you know other bulk commodities to Northwest Arkansas. The Slackwater Harbor is different, and it would be built $15 million. I should back up. The Corps of Engineers has said, okay, we will approve a $15 million Slackwater Harbor project on this portion. That doesn't mean they're paying for it. I mean, the money will have to be found. But it would create a port facility that's off the river. I mean, it's obviously it's on the river, but it's tucked away. It's safer, provides more functionality. You can get rail to it, whereas a port that's on the river channel, you know, it's you get a barge loose in that arena, and it can go anywhere. In a slack water harbor, it's just going to sit there. So it'd be a great project. It could tie. It's going to be close to the I-49 route. Could have the plan is to have rail into that area. So officials are hoping that at some point that will be a true intermodal facility.
All right, take me to Garrison Avenue and a business called Pleasures by Casey.
Pleasures by Casey. You know, it's a adult. Let's see, it's adult novelties, but it's not the pornographic. It's not like X-Mart. It's more an aggressive lingerie type
store.
Right. I've been in the one here to check it out because when they say it wasn't pornographic, I'm you know everybody's first impression is well, how do you sell these type of products and it's not pornographic? Well, a lot of it, books and the videos, is stuff that you're going to read and hear on Oprah or Dr. Oz or Dr. Phil about improving
your sex life?
The sex life, you know, between consenting adults in the bedroom and all that good stuff.
Right.
But anyway, she wanted this, Casey and Richard wanted to open a facility in downtown Fort Smith. Well, you would have thought that they were trying to reopen Miss Laura's.
and for the uninitiated, Miss Laura's, of course, was a popular board. Dello,
right.
Back in the day, yes.
Well, and there is much irony in this, Kyle. I mean, Garrison Avenue began as a devil-may-care bars, saloons, gambling halls, whorehouses. I mean, and now we're uptight when somebody wants to sell adult products. So it's and this store is right next to a bar.
Does this or does this not fall under the sexually oriented business that the Fort Smith City Ordinance has?
No, it doesn't. And that's what I think that's more to the point. Thanks for bringing me around to the point. There are folks who say, how could this not be a sexually oriented business? But according to the city law, city ordinance, it's not. Casey said she's had quite a bit of grief trying to get in. It's taken her a lot longer. The Central Business Improvement District, the Jane Hughes, who works for that organization, they've had some disagreements over allowing them to open the facility, but they're going to open the store. To City Administrator Ray Gossett, to his credit, he encouraged city staff. He said, just, you know, look, it doesn't matter what you think. You have to follow the ordinance. And the ordinance is they're not a sexually oriented business. So it looks like they'll open.
Some interesting housing news out of Northwest Arkansas. In January, the median home price in Northwest Arkansas up more than 20%.
I think you reported on it's a huge jump. It's a welcome jump, obviously, for that real estate market. But several months back, you know, Walmart announced that, hey, these retail folks that we moved to New York a couple of years ago, we're going to move that division back. We're going to repopulate that here in Bentonville. Well, those folks coming back obviously need homes, and they've been buying quite a bit. Now, the home sales, here's what's interesting. In January, the home sales in Benton and Washington County, there were 319 homes sold, down just a little bit from the 334 in January 2011. But the volume, the total volume, was 51.3 million this January compared to 48.9 million last year. So the people who've analyzed the numbers say that the likely cause of this increase in the volume in terms of sales and the median home price is the higher paid Walmart folks coming back and snatching up those homes in the higher markets.
Speaking of Benton County, there is an effort to get on a ballot for the first time since the mid-1940s to have the county go wet.
Right. This is a heck of a show, Kyle. If we could just talk about rock and roll, we would have sex, drugs, and rock and roll all in one show. Yes, you know, since 1944, I think a few things, correct me if I'm wrong, Kyle, but I think a few things have changed since 1944 in Benton County.
Well, a few people have moved in. There've been a couple of businesses formed, yes.
Right. So, you know, and this is Walton family money. Want to liberalize the alcohol law there in Benton County to make retail sales possible. And if anyone's ever reviewed or looked at Arkansas's liquor laws, you will probably throw whatever you're reviewing down within 5 minutes because it makes no sense. But here we go. We're going to have to get 38% of the folks who voted in the last election to sign a petition to get this on the ballot. I think I've talked to a lot of people. They think it's going to go through, that there's been enough. There are enough new people obviously who work for Walmart who are not from Arkansas, who are from regions and states where a wet, dry county doesn't make sense.
You know, but the last couple of efforts haven't even gotten to the ballot. They haven't even had enough signatures.
Well, and this time, I don't know about the last one, so I'm speaking somewhat from a position of ignorance, but this group has hired a professional signature gatherer.
That's a difference.
And we will see how that works. This firm has been successful. They handled the campaign in Boone County in 2010 that was successful in Boone County.
And if you've grown up in Arkansas, it still seems somewhat short of amazing that Boone County went wet.
Well, yes, I'm glad you said that. I wasn't sure I was going to say it, but I mean, if I was in Benton County and I wanted the county to be wet, I would be hanging some high hopes on the fact that Boone County moved, because that's much more conservative, both from a social standpoint, a religious standpoint, and a political standpoint than Benton County. So that's where, if I was betting, I would bet that it would get on the ballot and it would pass.
Back to the Fort Smith Convention Center. We haven't talked about it for a few weeks, but there are some caterers that were on the list to work with the convention center have been culled from that list?
Yes, sir. The convention center is now being managed, or has for several months, by the Fort Smith Convention and Visitors Bureau. And you know, there's a lot of bluster about the convention center not being run like a business during the prepared food tax debate, and obviously that tax was voted down. Well, Claude Legree and other staffers with the Convention and Visitors Bureau have reviewed numbers, and one of the things they looked at was that some of the caterers, they charged them a 10% catering fee to use the facility. They were delinquent. I mean, some hadn't paid for events up that were in May. Hmm. So they gave them 60 days, sent out a couple letters, gave them more than enough time. I mean, they gave them more time than, you know, AT&T would give you and I if we were late on a bill. But they called the list. The interesting part, Kyle, is that one person on the list was Eddie York, and he led. He essentially was one of the leaders of the charge to defeat the 1% prepared food tax. Now, some people might think that's a political payback, but Eddie was the first one to say, nope, I screwed up. You know, I just forgot to pay it, and He's told me he sent the check in, so he'll be back on the list. But it was a talker story here in the Fort Smith area.
Gosh, Michael, that's a lot to cover. We didn't get the rock and roll. Maybe next time.
Okay.
All right. Michael Tilley is with the CityWire.com that covers business, politics, culture, and more for the entire KUAF region.